Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We are just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Nancy Levant, and I will be hosting today's show while Darren is enjoying a day with his family. Darren, we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. It's certainly beautiful here. This is the 8th day of June, where we will once again document the crisis of our republic and the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Now, as usual, ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot going on that we will try to cover. And in the first hour, I'm going to go over some important current national news, and then in just a few minutes, I'm going to bring up our good friend and regular contributor to Govern America, Roger Mundy, who in our second and third hours, we're going to be talking about a really important topic called trialectics. Now, trialectics is a system of logic which just may be the answer to the problem of dialectics. And, of course, we're all familiar with dialectics through the Hegelian dialectic order out of chaos. Now, I spoke on the phone with Roger last night, and let me tell you, the topic of trialectics is fascinating, fascinating food for thought, particularly in the context of knowing what it is that we can do beneath the great weight of this current dictatorial trajectory in the nation and in fact all over the world. Now, quickly, I want to give thanks to John Stettmiller and RBN. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when one considers how many people over the years have been educated with truth via this network and who have literally come out of the fog due to this network and its many hosts, I can only ask that you continually support John and RBN. You know, he's got a couple of ways that we can do this. First of all, let me give you the website, it's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Now, for $5.99 a month, you can have access to all the archives on RBN, the forums and the chats. John's got a system here where you can buy 100 RBM business cards for $10. That includes some free bumper stickers and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America, From Freedom to Fascism. If you have not seen that DVD, you need to. And then you can also access RBN through Facebook.com, Republic Broadcasting, and click like. And it looks to me like we're getting ready to come up on our first break. And then we got a number of things that we want to address.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Please forgive me with the commercials. I'm not as good at these as Darren is, so just be patient with me. I equally want you to check out our website, which is www.governamerica.com. For your daily news, as many of you know, Darren has completely overhauled governamerica.com, and we invite you to let us know what you think. This site is for you. And so your suggestions are solicited and welcome. You can also access my blog, which is awomanlywisdom.com, on Govern America's website. So check that out as well. And now for the first hour, we're going to be talking about a number of things. And I want you to weigh in and call in as you are so moved. So let us know what you think and what is on your mind as we are talking this morning. The number to call is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Now, at this point in time, let me bring up Roger. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Thinking about what we're going to try to do here, and it's an interesting challenge. I think it's going to be rewarding. We'll see.
Yes, the topic of trialectics, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very important thing that we're going to talk about. We're going to get a little philosophical, and we're going to talk about basically ourselves and what we can do with all of the dilemmas that we deal with in this nation. And we try to do so many things, and we try to get actively involved. And there are other ways that we can do that besides, you know, the more traditional things that we do. And we're going to talk about that with Roger in the second and third hour. Now, I want to begin with some of the news of the day. I hardly know where to begin. We are certainly, I suppose the primary categories would be the Bilderbergs meeting, and then this has certainly been the week of surveillance in the United States. But let's begin with the police drill in Los Angeles. It apparently was in conjunction with something called the National Homeland Security Association's conference, which was at the Bonaventure Hotel in Los Angeles. And what ended up happening was there was a planned drill. And we had, apparently, there are reports that police were, like, rappelling out of helicopters into the streets of Los Angeles, and there was gunfire. It was blanks, but there was a lot of gunfire, they almost sounded like explosions when I listened to this thing on the internet. And there were people just standing on the streets just watching this thing and taking pictures of it with their cell phones. If anyone happened to have been there, who is listening, we would love for you to call in and tell us kind of what happened. Now, of course, this is just the ongoing practice of these military campaigns in the streets of America. Now, I read in a couple of places that these drills were actually being performed for a number of reasons, but primarily to desensitize us to a military type of occupation or what we believe will eventually be martial law. Apparently, this was a multi-agency drill. When people trying to figure out what's going to cause these types of events in our cities, of course, we have a couple of theories, and that would be the continued devaluation of our currency. We've got people talking about history-setting gasoline prices in the United States and the ongoing gun control issue and the ongoing efforts of the UN in the gun control debate, and actually more and more realization of how much this new health care law is going to cost us. And we've been thinking about this a lot as well, because most of the people in the United States, of course, are underemployed or they're not employed. I can't even tell you, because the numbers change constantly, how many people are on food assistance, how many people are on welfare, how many people have lost their jobs, how many people have lost their homes. I mean, just unprecedented in this country. And of course, if then suddenly our currency disappears and we are without the ability to even buy food, I suppose there's going to be trouble. What do you think, Roger?
Oh, well, I think the number one reason this is done actually and it doesn't disagree with what you said, but it's to induce a regressive reaction, a pacification in the belief system of the people that, overall to enhance the anxiety.
Yes.
Put anxiety on there, which is what fuels the dialectic, and to teach a sense of futility.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Roger, on that note, I have been pondering liberalism. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I spent the better part of my young years being a Democrat. I definitely believed in liberalism, and to this day, I am not a hater of liberalism. What I do not appreciate is a Marxist communistic style of progressivism, because, as we know, too much power coupled with too much money is a very deadly combination. Because, one, it bankrupts workers, and number two, it makes money from ongoing wars after the bankrupt workforces or the people of the nation can no longer sustain the economy.
Yeah.
That means that the big corporations and big government also is no longer making money. Now, that's where we are right now. And now what do we have? We've got sword rattling all over the world. We've got people talking about the World War III is getting ready to start. And what's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, about what we consider to be liberal, liberalism is actually a political philosophy that it was founded upon the ideas of liberty and human equality and advocating for freedom. Liberalism was originally founded upon the belief in the unalienable rights of the individual. Now, the current definition of liberalism has been very purposefully and falsely and forcibly defined as liberty being the purpose of government. That is not what liberalism is. Progressivism is what it is, and it says that it is the government's job to reform public life by managing all social institutions and all laws and all land and resources for this mythical greater good. Now, the Progressive Party was actually formed in 1912 by Theodore Roosevelt. Today, in 2013, this progressivism is also called the Third Way. Third Way meaning actually Marxist communism, a type of principle, and apparently a lot of the change people wanted was to go revisit this nightmare. But liberalism, originally, ladies and gentlemen, was the belief in the unalienable rights of the individual. So you can see how it's morphed into this, the exact opposite. Now, a lot of Christian people who have typically been considered themselves to be conservative people, there's a difference between being a conservative person and being a conservative in a political party. Now, everyone listening to this radio station knows full well that there's not one iota of difference between a conservative and a quote-unquote progressive. At this stage of the game, they're all working on the same page. We're all going to this global direction, and we're all going into this new, absolutely total surveillance society. That has nothing to do with a belief in unalienable rights of an individual. Nothing. Now, one of the things, and let me quickly bring this up. One of the things that is important for us to understand is something called the National Security Agency. This is not something that is talked about. It is not something that we know really anything about at all, because it is, in fact, probably the most secret organization in the United States. Now, I want to read you. I found an article on The Guardian. The article is titled "The National Security Agency, a Surveillance Giant with Eyes on America." And what it says is this. I'm going to read you a little bit of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up to the next break. I'll tell you what, I will read this to you when we get back. And then I invite you to call in 1-800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and we're talking about the very little-known National Security Agency. I have an article here from The Guardian in the UK, and I want to read you a little bit of this. Quote, the very existence of National Security Agency was not revealed for more than two decades after its establishment in 1952, and even now its structure and activities remain largely unknown, hence its wry nickname, No Such Agency. Of all the U.S. intelligence services, it has been the best hidden and has prided itself on having the fewest leaks, at least until now. How many people does it employ? That is classified. Just how many people does it target? The NSA tells members of Congress that it does not have tools to provide such figures. And now, the article goes on, and then it says, while the NSA is by far the largest surveillance agency in the world, it shares some of its work with four other allies, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Collectively, they are known as the Five Eyes. Of the five, the biggest after the NSA is Britain's General Communications Headquarters. Now, this is something that, you know, we're just not familiar with. National Security Agency does not roll off our tongue. Now, we have had, as of late, news about surveillance over absolutely everything. Our Facebook, our Skyping, our telephones, our computer systems. I mean, anything basically electronic. There was an article that came out somewhere that said, you know, we could even spy on you through your dishwasher. Now, this is a very horrible scenario for people in the world. I mean, if we can't talk on the phone to our moms and our kids without the government interfering, without being spied on, then, you know, we have no freedom whatsoever. Our privacy has been absolutely destroyed, and this is something that is unacceptable. It is something that we cannot allow, and we seem to have this problem of this ongoing current federal government that is just absolutely making us into, I don't even know what to say. It's like we have become laboratory animals to be watched. It is very, very disturbing. Roger, what in the world are these people doing?
Well, I think a good way to sum it up quickly in, for example, the National Security Agency, it'd be better named if it was a National Securitization Agency. Because it is part and parcel to securing all of the assets in this country in the ongoing liquidation.
Yeah.
When we talk about the liberal and conservative, that's just a dialectic. It's likely it breaks down to where the liberalism is the one step backwards that gives the appearance of reform or mercy or charity. And then the conservative is two forwards in Lenin's way to revolutionize the world. And modern liberalism destroys charity, and which is the sword of Christ. And the conservative literally means just to conserve what is. And what you see, they manifest in this touting of property rights all the time, but no one seems to realize that once all of the property and assets, which includes the people and their offspring in the future, are legalistically owned by this, what I call an empire, then you will see a real assertion of property rights. Only the thing is, there's one owner. And, so it's like when people talk about going into bankruptcy, this is a foregone fact already, and a better way to view this, where they point to, and there may have been more than one type of bankruptcy in this country, but one favorite point they point to is FDR's New Deal, and which is bears all the hallmarks of a bankruptcy reorganization, okay? And what follows a bankruptcy reorganization, according to the court that's above it, and I say this is the court of the empire above it, is at the whim of that body, the liquidation. So this is, I think, is a very important sort of way of observing what this is in one set of terms, and so they do this by.
Okay, Roger, hold your thought. We're going to take a break, and then, ladies and gentlemen, we also have three calls on the line. We'll get to you right after the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Alrighty, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Roger, finish up your thoughts, and then we're going to go to Robert in Missouri.
Yeah, okay, very quickly. I'll just say that just like the police drill's number one object of it is the ideological preconditioning to create an anxiety and a sense of futility. And just like a liberal conservative is the dialectic of Lenin's one step forward, two backwards.
There you go.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and that's sufficient. I mean, I know everybody who's listening gets that right away, but I think it's very handy to call the National Security Agency the National Securitization Agency.
Yeah, I think you're dead on that point too.
Yeah,
absolutely. Remember, we are talking also about a giant corporation here. Okay, let's go to Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome, and what is on your mind?
Well. I heard you bring up about how the NSA is tied in with these other countries, you know, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and it makes me think of, and England, of course, and it makes me think of this British Empire and how we've been basically brought back under control of this empire. Now, I know the first Bank of the United States was founded only 2 years after the Constitution was adopted. And so, you know, this country's been at war with coming back under the British crown or not. And it seems like we have been. And it makes me think of these books I've been reading lately. I'm right in the middle of this one by a guy named Michael Hoffman from the Associated Press. He's a former Associated Press writer. He wrote a book called Judaism's Strange Gods. And this book is the most eye-opening book I think I've ever opened. And I've read a lot of other ones along these lines, but this one, I swear, stands out shoulders above anything I've ever read on the subject. It gets into the Talmudic ideology of, this is who controls our banking cartel, of course, the Rothschild clan and some of their ilk. And it really lets you know that, yes, we are back under the British Empire, which is controlled by this banking cartel for like 300 years now. And when you mentioned the NSA tied in with these other countries, and I'm like, well, we're just the colonies all over again, you know. And it's really sad that we've let ourselves. And it really goes to our Christian pastors who have sold themselves out to this Zionist mindset versus what the New Testament really teaches, and that's to be wise as serpents and to see things clearly about, you know, the synagogue of Satan mentioned twice in the book of Revelation and things of this nature.
Well, so, you know, I do, you know, we are definitely having, our issue now is this global takeover. The arrogance of it is beyond belief. But when you look back through history, you know, we are always, humanity is constantly dealing with elites who have a lot of money, they have a lot of power. You combine those two things, you have deadly results. All of history proves it. All of history proves it. And, you know, this global spying routine on the people of the world is absolutely unacceptable. And we have to stand together nationally, and we have to stand together globally to say that we're not having this. I don't know who these people think they are, but this is unconscionable. Well, it is outrageous. It is immoral. We have a right to privacy. Period. No one deserves to have, you know, except for, you know, known criminals, but to simply surveil everyone and to listen to their phone calls and to listen to them talking to their children, for God's sakes. I mean, this is just sick. It's pathological, in my opinion. Roger, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I'd just say I'd make one exception to everybody's right to privacy, and that would be that the servants of the people in government don't have a right to privacy. We ought to know everything they do. They should know nothing of what we do.
Yeah, where's this transparency?
Yes, and so what that defines is who is the governed and who is the governing.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. And,
exactly.
And I'd also say that I'm in nearly unanimous agreement with the caller. I would just point out that the greatest weakness of empire, as recorded in history, is when the empire attempts to change the fundamental justification for its existence, which in the Holy Roman Empire is a de gratia, de jure, and de equitate. Well, when in all empires we have a hierarchy in this way, where they receive some kind of divine sanction upon their use of force that justifies their use of force over the people and the land, which is the de equitate. Well, when we had some of the most powerful emperors in history, in Akhenaten, in Pharaoh of Egypt, at the height of the, I believe, 18th dynasty, attempted to change the chief god. Within a few years, he was out. And then Nabonidus over the Neo-Babylonians attempted to change the gods of the empire. And following shortly after that, Cyrus the Great easily conquered the most powerful empire on earth at the time. So what we see here in this preconditioning of the police drills and these dialectics and these ideological attempts is an attempt to change the justification and to put us into a different ideology. And if people can see through this, this empire is coming down.
Okay, Robert, I thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Let us now go on to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to Govern America.
Well, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
I was listening to your commentary this morning, and I thought I might add a little to it. This global surveillance grid and 24/7, 365, 366 on leap year concept is being deployed against the world by the global elites of the Zionist regimes, a.k.a. the British. They're building these data fusion centers, the Echelon Project, the Gwen Towers, the proliferation of cell towers ad infinitum, and the smart grid, including the smart meters and smart appliances that are connected to the smart grid, as a complete surveillance panopticonic wired but invisible barless prison to surveil us 24/7 in our most intimate areas of our homes and abodes and private places.
Well, and you know, Chris, that is a very important point. And I wrote an article, and it's been years ago, talking about the fact that we are living in a passive prison. When you think about our schools, even, you know, these kids have to go to school for 8 hours a day. If they don't, you know, they're arrest made. We have to follow these codes and codes and codes, rule books, literally books full of rules at schools, at work, everywhere. And there are so many laws now on the books that even the lawmakers can't count that high. That no one can tell us how many laws are on the books, but there are millions of them. We don't even know what they are. And, you know, we are living definitely in a passive prison. Then when you add, you know, the 40 cameras on top of a Walmart and the 40 cameras in the Walmart parking lot, and these electronic devices that we have to walk in and out of every time we go into and out of a store, and the cameras in the store, yes, guess what? We are living in a prison.
Well, you're absolutely correct. It would be most fortuitous if they would actually employ these video surveillance systems to retrieve actual evidence and then expose the public to who the actual perpetrators are of these insidious crimes around the world. But they always hide it and claim that it's the Privacy Act or it's a child, so they're going to protect the children or some other cloak of secrecy they throw over it to hide the truth from the public.
Well, and you know, has crime come down? No. Has anything that they have implemented had any positive effect whatsoever on any segment of society? No.
Of course not.
Nothing that they are doing is helping the society in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, they're meant to cultivate a culture of fear in us so that we'll turn over more of our money to have them protect us. And we remember that those who would give up their freedoms for a little security will have neither.
Exactly. Okay, Chris, thank you very, very much for your call. What you said clarifies a lot, and it's very, very important. I thank you. Let's move on to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, welcome to Govern America.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, as far as the spying is concerned, what people have to realize is it's not the spying that's bad, it's what's behind it, which is you remember who Obama is. Obama's a communist Muslim born in Kenya working on behest of Saudi Arabia. This man wants a communist caliphate in this country. So what's behind the spying is one day you're going to have his goon squad come over to your house, put the black bag over your head and blow the back of your brains out. That's what's coming, like the Soviet Union, like Nazi Germany, for talking bad against the dear leader. We have Robert Mugabe in office. I mean, we have Aristide in office. We have a tin pot Kenyan dictator, and that's what we have, and that's what's behind the spying and everything, the Stasi, the KGB.
For a government to make its people the enemy, something's certainly afoot. Roger, weigh in on this.
Okay, yeah. Well, and I don't disagree with his description of Obama. Then, of course, Obama is just the current sock puppet of a much longer lasting effort, and wouldn't be too alarming to understand that Obama is Muslim. When we look at the source of what was some time ago considered the Enlightenment, basically based upon the philosophies from Averroes, a Muslim in Spain, based on Aristotle, that exalted reason above belief. And this has been an element in the Masonic's order. Just look at the Shriners, and you'll see that they like to parade around in pantaloons and curved swords and little fezes, and are Muslim in genre. And so it's not that a person may believe in Muhammad, but what we look when we look upon that part of the world, we see an imitation of the Oriental form of empire, where the women had to be covered, and whenever the God incarnate king appeared, all the men were meant to bang their heads on the ground.
And well,
so,
you know, it's you know, if Obama, I happen to believe he's a communist, and mm-hmm. you know, you're allowed to be a communist in the United States. But, you know, what he needed to do was come out and say, okay, I'm a communist, this is where I think we need to go, rather than to play this insidious game, this psychological game that has befallen everyone in the country.
But
Jeff, I'm going to cut you off. I need to let you go because my calls are piling up. I thank you so much. I want to go now to John in Tennessee. John, good morning.
Good morning, Nancy. Hello, Roger.
Hello.
You know, the caller before Jeff left out one thing. Roger, the Argus imaging system, the autonomous, real-time, ground, ubiquitous surveillance imaging system, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-present eye in the sky, literally the eye of Horus. So, you know.
Yeah, the one on our money. Yeah, exactly.
The one that knows all, sees all, and has all power, the drone. Now,
yeah.
Roger mentioned the Pharaoh. I've come to realize something. I believe it wholeheartedly. I want to get your take on it. I believe that positionally and possibly physically that Barack Obama is literally the Pharaoh of our day. Last Thursday, this Dyson from Columbia University called Eric Holder the Moses of our day, the chief lawgiver of the land, and that he needed to come down off the plateau that he was on and knock some heads. So basically, Roger, they're likening themselves to the Pharaoh and Moses in the Bible. They're unbelieving, but yet they're using biblical terminology and telling us who they are. And for the most part, people are not realizing that America is not only in a total police surveillance state, but we are in captivity in our own land, even to the point where we're being forced to eat the king's food through genetically manipulated GMO foods. I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I find that very interesting, and I think that what we see at the top of empires, whether it's Oriental or Western or Egyptian or any, is the same similar sort of ideology, where you have a divine sanction upon the emperor, and who that justifies his use of force, which is be the de jure, and that over all the land, which is de equitat. And what this strikes to me when you're talking about the all-seeing eye here is the very interesting, I cannot believe it's a coincidence, but you look at the very term monopoly, and what we have there is a conjunction between mono, meaning one, and optical, which is eye. And so the objective of a monopolist is the objective of empire to monopolize the earth.
Okay, we're getting ready to go into our next break. Richard and David, Richard in Washington, David in San Francisco, hold on. We'll get to you after the break. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen, stay with it.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
When you turn and find that you're all alone, and the velvet wall the night moves in wraps around you like a wall of stone, just when your final prayer has flown, love will get there.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Roger, you want to finish up?
Oh, I don't want to take all the time. I've got plenty of time, looks like.
All righty. John, anything else for us?
One other thing. Roger, you know, not only is there this extreme parallel, but even to the point that Barack Obama absolutely mirrored the Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 1 when he came into office in 2009. First thing he did was overturn the ban on partial birth abortion, which was what the Pharaoh in Exodus 1 did when he told the midwives, kill all the boys before they're born. So we're literally watching a circular history, and we're even to the point where the right-hand man of the Pharaoh today is named Joseph.
Amazing, yes.
Yeah, it is.
That is amazing.
John, I've got to move on. I've got callers piling up here. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to Govern America.
So, Roger and the callers have been alluding to this, but they haven't taken it all the way to the end. You have to go to a book called Caesar's Messiah with Joseph Atwell, and you'll find out that the Roman elite philosophers and the original propagandists actually created this whole system. They got us to buy into this. They created rabbinic Judaism. They created the Christian Catholic ethic, and they created Muslimism to get us into a divide-and-conquer mode. And that was kind of primitive. What they ended up doing was fighting amongst themselves, so they had to go underground. Carol Quigley's Hidden Hand. Having gone underground, having had to create the Holy Roman Empire, they then created the eleemosynaries, or the corporate structures. And in that structure, it's not the people, they are just the slaves, it's the board of directors, and who controls the board of directors. That's what's significant. We've been in this open-air prison since the year zero. They actually were so audacious that they told us when they took over. We've been there for 2,000 years, and we think this is something new. We're caught up in this reality, worldwide reality show that they keep presenting to us and fighting among what's happening right now. They've been repeating the cycle for over 2,000 years, and we still haven't figured it out yet.
I would correct that by saying that it's longer than 2,000 years, and that all the pages in history are written in blood. And that blood is from the wars of the monopolists. And yes, they use every ideology in a dialectic for their control, for their divide and conquer. It does not speak to the whatever origins may be in a genuine sense, just as I have observed when what little I can read of even the Buddha was a rebel against the monistic tyranny of the Hindus, and then within one generation it was incorporated back into that tyranny. And so what we see here are examples of outstanding men, and I have this firm belief, more than firm, basically I guess you called a knowledge of the personage of Christ in Jesus.
Okay, Roger, hold your thoughts right there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break, and then when we come back, we're going to pick up David in San Francisco, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to address the topic of trialectics.